Welcome to Salcedo Paranormal. It is Tuesday, May 10th, 2022. And today I'll be sharing true paranormal stories from the web. Of course, to find all the episodes of the show, along with other links to social media, ways to donate, and other ways to contact me, you can visit the podcast page. And that is Salcedo Paranormal. Podbean.com. That's Salcedo Paranormal. Podbean.com. Always happy to hear from you all, whether you have comments or questions or topic suggestions for shows, or if you have stories of your own paranormal experiences or others that you trust. Always happy to either read those on the air or have you join me on the show as well. Excuse me. And we can go from there. Thank you all for being here. I see you all in the stream here. But thank you all for being here, whether you listen to the stream live or on YouTube or on the podcast feed. And again, tonight will be true paranormal stories from the web. Last night did not happen because of a power outage. But luckily, that was only a temporary thing, hopefully. So far, so good. Yes, thank you all for being here. I really appreciate it. And, I think with that, I can begin. I'll cover the rest of the week's schedule after I get done with these stories. Let me just get to the file. I found these literally just a couple hours ago, actually. Right after I got up. So this first one says, I never thought I'd be making a post like this, but here it goes. Today I was visiting my mom at her house. She lives in a small town in a small valley. It was just her and I in the house. We were watching a documentary at around 2:50 p.m. when suddenly we heard our back door open and a man's voice say, "Hello?" Our dog went nuts, and we rushed to the door, thinking it was a neighbor or a friend. But when we got there, we saw the door was shut tight, and no one was there. We were quick getting there as well. I'd say 5 seconds at most. If someone was there, they would have had to pretty much disappear, as we have many windows. My mom looked at each other, completely dumbfounded. After searching around for a few minutes, we decided to check the security cameras that point directly out at the outside of the door. We went to the exact time and heard nothing but the dog barking. The door was shut and no one had ever been there, let alone entered. At this point, we were legitimately freaked out. We ended up checking the rest of the outside cameras and found nothing. One of the cameras that pointed just several feet away from that back door at our deck had stopped recording for the few seconds that it occurred and then continued. We have no idea what to think. We have always been pretty skeptical of the paranormal, but after today, I might be changing my mind. And then it asks, has anyone else experienced something like this? The weirder part to me is the cameras. What made the camera? What made the camera basically stop? Because that seems odd. Of course, what happened, we don't know. It is amazing that they both heard the same thing, and the dog heard it. But then when they went over the footage, there was nothing there. No voice, no image of a person. I don't know how that works. I don't really know enough about cameras, but that is quite the amazing story there. So yeah, that's the first one. And but yes, thank you. I see everyone in the chat here. Thank you all so much for all the support. But yeah, Apox is electromagnetic stuff. Yeah, definitely. It's especially, I'm guessing if they're, I guess even if they were videotape, but I doubt that's the case now. But yeah, I thought that was amazing. Just even all parts of that, from the experience to the cameras, that whole thing is just really, that's intense in a way. That's a lot going on there. It may not seem like it, just because of what isn't going on or what wasn't found, but that's almost the biggest part of it all, is what wasn't found. And then that one camera that somehow stopped recording and then went back to work again. So, don't know. But it's an amazing story there. So I'll go on to the next story here. This says, I work as a private banker, and I really like it. I usually stop working at my designated time, which is 5 p.m. I just went on vacation, so I had to catch up on some work and decided to stay late and get stuff done. The way my office is, it has three computers in it. Two on my desk and my laptop behind me for personal use. I went to send an email to my boss that I stayed late. I heard footsteps behind me, and I assumed it was one of my coworkers, and told them, "One second." I saw a very tall and black figure walk past on the reflection of my laptop screen. Whoever this was, they were about 7 feet tall. I turned around so fast, and nobody was there. I got up and looked out of my office both ways, and saw nobody. I tried ignoring it, but couldn't shake the feeling. Okay. I hurried and finished and left. I never went to work late, and I'm sorry, I never want to work late again. So, sounds like maybe there's some activity in the office building when there's not anyone there. Maybe. Doesn't say anything about the history of the building, and I don't blame them, just for privacy and security reasons or whatever. But, it just seems like maybe people don't work late there too often, and maybe someone was there wondering why someone else was still there after the usual hours. That's not uncommon to hear in stories of these things. People that end up working late in a location, they'll have an experience like this, similar or different ones, but still, they'll have some kind of weird experience where they can't explain it. So, those workplace stories to me are really something, because it's not like you're going to a place that is said to be haunted. It's not like you're in your home where I don't know, it's really amazing that those things happen. So, yeah, that was a neat one there. And I don't blame the writer for not wanting to work late after that. Although, of course, with me being me, I would actually be one of the people that would want to work there late. So, and I'm sure a lot of you as well would be interested. But yeah, I don't blame them for that. So, yeah. Okay. Let's get on to the next story here. I didn't get a ton of them tonight because a couple of them are longer ones, so. But that should still be fine. So this one says, back when I was selling real estate, my daughter sometimes tagged along with me to preview a house. One of these times, we went to a broker's open house. They were just about to close, but we asked to run in and take a look. The only people who were there were the listing agent and a mortgage representative. After touring the house, we went back to the kitchen, where they were standing, and we chatted for just a couple of minutes, and they offered my daughter, who the title of the story says the daughter was about 3 years old, I think. They offered my daughter a cookie. As we were leaving through the kitchen's back door, my daughter asks me, Mommy, where's the man with the funny hat? I was shocked because there was no man in the house wearing a hat. I then began to ask her a series of questions. I asked where she saw him. She said, in the kitchen. I asked her what he was wearing. And she said, a hat with a knot in it and a long white nightgown. She said he had a long black beard and was barefoot. I then asked, did he say anything to you? And she said, no. He just winked at me. As soon as I got home, I began doing a search online for hats. I was going through pages of hats, pointing to different styles, and asking her, is this the hat he was wearing? And so on. It wasn't until I got to maybe the fifth page in my search when I came upon a turban, at which point she exclaimed, that's it. That's the hat. The colonial house we previewed was built in the 1930s and interestingly had Moroccan style painted tile in the upstairs bathroom. Definitely something uncommon in our market area. I believe who she saw was the former homeowner of the house. Maybe within a few months of this happening, we went to a rental listing. This was a house we ourselves were interested in possibly renting. It was vacant, with no furniture present. My daughter needed to use the bathroom, so we looked quickly to find it. As we went through the kitchen into the living room, we located the bathroom. All of a sudden, my daughter says, Mommy, go, hurry. There's a lady. I didn't question her at that moment, but quickly went through the rest of the house and left. When we got to the car, I asked her some questions. Where the woman was and what she looked like. She said she was sitting at the piano and looked sad. There was not a piano in the house. When I asked if the woman saw us, my daughter said, she saw us, but didn't really see us. I don't know how a 3-year-old can come up with a comment like that. I later called the listing agent to see if I could get some information. I asked the agent if she knew the previous owners, and she said yes. I asked her if there ever was a piano in the house, and she said yes. Yes, there was. Those are the only two paranormal encounters my daughter had as a little girl. Needless to say, they confirmed my belief in the spirit world. So, it sounds like that girl was sensitive. Going back to the last story, Apox says, I'd love to have a friend with me, though. Yeah, that's true. That would probably be better. To be checking out a possibly haunted office building. But then Apox says, I love it when kids see stuff. And then, yeah, when they say stuff like that, yeah. It is amazing, because they don't have that stigma attached to that kind of stuff yet. It's just, they just say what they see. And, so, and especially, yeah, especially when it's confirmed. Yeah, sounds like the writer doesn't really say anything else, but the parent, the writer, it sounds like they did their research as well as they could. And, yeah, it seems like everything fit. What is amazing to me, now that I think about it, is that the little girl saw the piano as well as this woman that she saw sitting there. So, was that a spirit? Or was that some kind of another time slip? Yes, there we go. APOC put it in the chat just as I was saying it. It's because if it's a spirit, it either has to be really powerful to make that image, or it's a time slip. Or, yeah, something like that. Hello, Derek. I see you in chat there. I don't know. Also, like I said earlier, I see everyone there in chat. Hello. Oh, wow. Got several people here today. Jay, and then Jen. Thank you all for being here. I just picked up on that now, the fact that the piano was there, but then it wasn't there. So, hard to say, but definitely seems like that little girl was, at least at the time, sensitive to things. Makes me wonder if that ever changed, or a lot of times it kind of seems to go away, but not always. So, but anyway, I guess I can move on to the next story here. This one says, so I used to work as a warehouse associate at a local department store. It was a pretty good job, actually, in that we had a lot of fun, had a decent amount of downtime most days, and I was friends with all my coworkers. But we used to have some bizarre experiences there. Here's the eeriest for me, personally. We had our normal warehouse in the back of the store, where all the big items, like toolboxes, treadmills, appliances, and similar items, were stored. But we also had perimeter stock rooms, which were small rooms, maybe as big as a walk-in closet in most cases. They were always with their respective departments, and typically just held clothes or small toys. There was a central stockroom, though, that gave us the creeps. The stockroom was divided into two sections. One section was where we kept our signs, which connected to the storeroom for the shoes. You could walk in from the appliances department and exit in shoes, or vice versa. But there was a chain link fence and shelving dividing the room down the middle. The other side only had one way in and out. The small separate section just held clothes for the children's department. The door for this area was down a short hallway. If you walked towards the door but turned left, the hallway dead-ended at the men's bathroom. When you walked into the stockroom, the wall was on the right, while there were shelves on the left. You had to walk all the way to the end of the shelf, almost to the other side of the room, before you could turn the corner and access the rest of the shelves. We often played rock, paper, scissors to see who would have to stock clothes alone in there, as both sections of the room were a bit creepy, what with their dim motion-activated lights. It also didn't help that we scared each other in there a lot. The door was heavy and loud, so you always knew as soon as someone came in. Often when my coworkers walked in, I'd stand on the other side of the shelf and reach through the clothes and grab them before they spotted me. That's quite the trick. That does not sound fun to me, just putting that in there. anyway. This particular day, I was in there doing inventory, there we go, if I can talk, when I heard the doorknob turn and click. In hindsight, I never heard the door fully open. But I still instantly prepped myself to scare whoever walked in by standing at the end of the next shelf over. This way, when they turned the corner, I could jump forward and I'd be right in their face, scaring them thoroughly. I saw the top of someone's head, just above the hanging clothes, bobbing as they walked. The hair color and height seemed to indicate it was a coworker who had gotten me good with the scares just recently. I waited until he was at the end of the shelf and jumped, yelling some nonsense, and instantly shut my mouth. There was no one there, and the door was shut and latched. I stood there, confused, for about 10 entire seconds. When the door opened, and the worker actually walked in. He made some joke about me seeing a ghost and then stopped laughing when he saw how freaked out I was. I made sure he didn't somehow come in spite of knowing it was impossible. I'd watched the person walk all the way to the end of the shelves and timed my jump perfectly so that I should have been directly in their face, in their way. If someone turned around and ran out, I would have watched them do it and heard the heavy door open and slam shut from the weight. This coworker assured me he hadn't come in before now and then paused a moment, also looking freaked out. He then said, a coworker, and we'll just call her I, first initial, I actually, well, that won't work, R actually found... the joys of figuring things out as you go. This coworker R actually found a guy dead in this hallway before. R was the assistant store manager. Before that, her 12-year tenure included being a shoe associate and then the warehouse supervisor. We found her and asked her about what happened. Apparently, years ago, while she was still in shoes, she'd been walking back to the storeroom I was in when she glanced to her left and saw a man lying on the floor outside the men's restroom, blue and still. Apparently, on a nice slow day when there were minimal customers, the poor guy had a heart attack and died in the hallway to the restroom. R also told us about a time when she was in the connected shoe stockroom and the lights began flickering before one of the sliding shelf ladders rolled down the line on its own. So I don't know exactly what I saw in that stockroom, but I know for sure I saw it. And the corroborating experiences and stories from many other employees only solidifies my belief that it was not any of my coworkers playing some impossible prank on me. I don't work there anymore, but we all had bizarre experiences in the stockroom and warehouse. I made sure to tell some of the newer employees all the good stories before I left for a different job. I always wonder if anything else strange ever happened there. It's been divided into two stores now. And that's where that one ends. And that's quite a lot of evidence there and stories. So that was, I couldn't believe that was that was so much there to that story. So, let's see here. Just looking at the chat here. And, but yeah, so I thought that was an amazing story there. That, all that activity in that one place. So, and then the confirmation of that weird stuff. Oh, wow. I'm just looking at the chat here. Derek, do you mind if I mention some of this that you're talking about? I don't want to say much. Okay. So I'm just looking at the chat here, and let's see here. I got to go back to... So APOC asked if Derek ever saw any weird stuff in the store overnight, because Derek works in the grocery store overnight. And in the chat here, Derek said, lots of weird noises, some weird stuff out of the corner of my eye. So lots of energy, but nothing too crazy. The supermarket in town next to me is haunted. Wow, yeah. So yeah, that's pretty amazing. Let's see here. Oh wow, we even have a link. Okay. So there's this link to this article here. But I'll have to look into that. Maybe I'll share that sometime. But yeah, that's really neat. And that's another one of those workplace hauntings. Only in that case, it seems like there may be a possible reason for it in the case of the story I just read. Someone passing away there, of course, you never know. But yeah, I thought that was really an amazing story there. And so, and multiple people having experiences at the same location. So that always validates those kind of stories more in a way to me. So yeah, I thought that was a neat one. But let's see here. Got a couple more to go. And then that'll be it. So this one, I'll get on to the next one here. This one says, I've had multiple paranormal experiences, but this one creeps me out the most. I've had a shadow person follow me throughout my life. The only time I remember seeing it myself was when I was in my old bedroom. Upstairs, meaning not in the basement. I was around 7 or 8 years old, and in the middle of the night, I woke up and looked at my window, which had blinds and was illuminated by the moon. In front of the window, however, was a black silhouette of a little girl with what looked like short, curly hair. Almost old-timey looking. I was terrified and thought I was seeing things, so I just rolled over and tried to go back to sleep. The door was open when I woke up. I asked my parents if they came into my room, and they said they didn't. Although I haven't seen it again, my friends have. A couple of months or so after I had seen it, I had a sleepover with my friend at the time, still in the same room. We had slept on the floor because my bed was too small for the both of us. In the middle of the night, my friend woke up and saw there was a dark shadow man standing over me and just staring down at me, sleeping. She told me this when we woke up in the morning, and I noticed my door had been opened. I just figured it was one of my parents checking on us. So I asked both of my parents if they came into the room, and they both said no. Years later, I moved into my sister's room, downstairs in the basement, after she moved out. I was about 16 or 17 years old, and had forgotten about the shadow person at this point. My best friend spent the night, and she told me in the morning that she saw a shadow figure standing in the corner of the room in the middle of the night. At first, I didn't believe her. Until I remembered the two incidents that happened almost a decade prior. I didn't tell either of them about the shadow person stories until after they told me that they saw it. I'm 19 now and haven't had any incidents that I know of since. So, it sounds like this person may have had, I don't know, it sounds like more than one shadow figure unless it's able to change shape. But it is odd in a way that different people experience this thing near the writer of the story. Excuse me, but the writer didn't notice anything. So, yeah, that's a good point. Let's see here. Derek says, shadow people give me the creeps, even though they might not always be negative. Well, it's so strange because they're usually darker than the dark around them, so that just has that feeling of that's impossible, but yet there it is. So I can understand that. But yeah, I'm just wondering if this was one being or multiple beings in the house at the same time, so or at these different times. So, of course, never know, but maybe this person sounds like they would need to be with other people to get verification if this is still happening or not. And even then, you might not always want that. So, as long as nothing ever really happens, I'd say I would probably just leave it alone myself. Yeah, that was a neat story there. But, I need to do a, that's something I'm going to have to do sometime, is just going back to the store. I might have to do a show on stores, store hauntings. That seems like that could be fun. Just an idea that just came up. But yeah, that seems like that could be useful and pretty easy to dig up. So, and I could even use that one article that's in the chat there, in the show chat. So, but so yeah, that'd be fun. I think we could do that. I have plans for the next week or two for the Friday shows, but that's okay. It doesn't hurt to have more ideas for future Friday shows. So, let's see here. We've got one more story. Let's see here. So Apox says, I love the stories where people see shadow beings in their home, and years later they'll see another and realize that they've switched positions and are seeing themselves years between. Yeah, that's an odd one too. Wow, okay. So, yeah. Derek, you're helping out. Thank you. The links here. So, anyway, I've got one more story to share. And this is good. Looks like we've done just fine as far as time goes today, which is nice. I always like to do at least a 30-minute show, so I'm glad. So this one says, a couple of years ago, I was returning from a family reunion with my relative when we had to pass through the railway station. It's not far from my house, and it's fairly serene and lovely at night, so I've never been hesitant to walk by. In fact, it's one of my favorite town passes. However, this time at the station's very exit at a crossroads, we noticed a silhouette of an elderly couple approaching slowly. We'd never seen anything like that. The woman was dragging her legs and holding, I guess they mean her feet, and holding her husband's hand while he carried the bag and commented on how late they were. It was almost 2 a.m., pitch black, and yet their pale faces nearly glowed in the moonlight. They appeared normal, but they were pale. Unhealthily pale. Dead pale. They were dressed in clothing that was clearly not from this era, with the woman wearing a long, multi-layered dress, and the man wearing a formal suit. Something I've absolutely never seen in an older couple here. They passed close next to us, through the passageway so narrow that I had to step aside. But honestly, I'm not sure if they could see me, despite the fact that I was right next to them. Their gaze was so strange. The very next moment, my relative put his hand on my shoulder and murmured, "Please don't," but I had already turned back, and they were gone. I couldn't see them anymore, not even in the distance. They vanished completely. I later checked the train timetable online and realized that there were no trains around at that time. I still don't understand what happened back then, but if anyone is interested in further information or anything, I'd be happy to share it. So that's the end of that one. Sounds really odd, but also amazing in a way. I wonder if they saw spirits or... Oh, I always say this, but it's true. It's possible. Some kind of time slip, time anomaly there. Although the paleness makes me wonder about that kind of thing. Crossroads. Yeah, that was what I was kind of laughing at in the middle of that. So, but it sounds like they witnessed something. And two people witnessed it, so... Let's see here. Okay, so Derek says, there was a little legend going around when I was in high school that my friend's older brother was walking through the woods with his friends and recorded a ghost on the train tracks in my town. Never saw the footage, though, but it was a cool story going around at the time. Yeah. Yeah, if you think about it, train tracks, metal, just going all around the country, and then all that energy being generated. Hard to say what could happen there. But yeah, so I thought that was a neat story as well. Sounds like they saw people from another time. So, whatever the cause was of it. Electromagnetism, as Apoc says there again. Definitely all, so much of this seems to come back to that. Possibly all of it comes back to that. Could be the cause or one of the causes for everything. So. But, yeah. Hope you all enjoyed those stories. I know I did today. I thought there were some really, really amazing ones there. So I enjoyed reading those both times. But so that's it for tonight. Tomorrow, the plan is another comic book review episode. At least as of now, we'll see how that goes. And then Thursday will be more true paranormal stories from the web. Oh, good. Okay, yep. So that's the plan for tomorrow night, another comic book review episode. I'm going to cover something... something different, not the usual event that we've been covering lately. Let's just say something a little strange. So, sorry, couldn't help it. So then Thursday will be more true paranormal stories from the web. Friday, I'll be happy to have, speaking of strange, Michael Strange on the show with me on Friday to talk about the ties and connections and influences between the paranormal and movie and TV. Basically Hollywood and the paranormal. So that should be a fun show. It'll mainly just be a discussion. We'll just see where it goes. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to that as well. And that's the plans for the rest of the week. So, and then of course, we've got plans for the next Friday after that already, and we'll see if that ends up being a series or not. I'm still looking into it. But thank you all for listening again. I really enjoyed this. Thank you all for being here for the live stream. Again, I'd always recommend anyone that hears these podcasts or these shows, either on the podcast feed or YouTube, if you're available, if this is 8 p.m. Eastern is a good time for you, I definitely recommend joining the Discord just so you can be around for these streams, because the comments really do help the show, and I really appreciate everyone that's here for these live shows. You all bring so much to it, to these episodes. So, yes, it is fun. So thank you all, and we will see you all tomorrow night on the next episode of Salcedo Paranormal. Take care.